When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back for another video. FPL is finally back, no more international breaks from here on, and to close the week off we're going to catch up with the experts for all their transfers made, captaincy, active chips and the experts team. There's a lot of wildcards active this week, so it's going to be a good one. Let's get into it. Starting off with the manager highlight, and it's a new record for the season. FF Vamps has moved up to 124th in the world, albeit just a score of 21 points on his free hit last week. He's been on a crazy run, 8 green arrows since Game Week 22, from 10k to 124th in the world. Can he break top 100 this week? It was a dreadful week we left behind us. The overall average score was 12, the lowest ever, and among the experts, just 17. Did you manage to beat the average? Here's their transfer activity for Game Week 30. 17% have made it through the international break unscathed in their role in the transfer. 46% are making one transfer, 20% making two. No one's making more than two transfers this week. However, 17% have got their wildcard active, and we've got a couple of wildcards from the experts to dig into later in this video. So which players are they buying and selling? The most bought player is Salah, joining 52% of teams. If you can't get him this week, then he's a priority transfer for Game Week 31. Liverpool are hitting a really nice run of games now, with Brighton and Sheffield United home next, and of course the double in Game Week 34. Palmer and Gusto have joined 33% and 24% of teams, with a solid home fixture to Burnley next, plus they've got two double game weeks to come later in the season. Chelsea to Dublin either Game Week 35 or 36, and then again in 37. Petrovic has cemented himself as Chelsea's number one, and further to that, Sanchez has now joined the injury list for Chelsea. 14% have picked Petrovic up, a bargain keeper for the run-in at 4.5 mil. In the Newcastle camp, Howe said today that Trippier, Barnes and Livramento could return for the game home to West Ham, the first game of Game Week 30. Botman, meanwhile, won't be seen again this season after undergoing surgery, so Lascelles is back in the conversation as a 3.9 mil defender, with good fixtures and a double Game Week 37. Though it's no secret that Newcastle's defence has been disappointing. Last season, their 38.8 XGC was second best in the league after City. This season, 49.5 XGC, already ranked 6th worst in the league. However, for many, Lascelles is the perfect player for the Game Week 37 bench boost. After leaving some experts' teams for the likes of Morris and Tony in the blank gaming, Haaland's back in 13% of teams. And Darwin's back in training, the 7.5 mil forwards joined 12% of teams this week. The top three sold players are all midfielders, Bowen, Foden and De Bruyne. The likes of Salah, Palmer, Son and Garnacho are their replacements. So these are the three double gamings to come this season. Double gaming 34 is confirmed and announced, 7 teams will double. In Game Week 35 or 36, Chelsea and Spurs are expected to double, and then in Game Week 37, 6 teams will double. If you haven't watched the chip strategy video, give that a watch after, it'll be on screen at the end, which has a deeper discussion to the double game weeks and the best chip strategies depending on what chips you've got left. Heading into Game Week 30, 24% have used their wildcard and 17% have got theirs active, so 59% still have the wildcard in the back pocket. A big divide on the free hit chip, just under a half used theirs in blank Game Week 29, with the rest aiming to use it in 34 or 37. Make sure you subscribe for the coverage coming in those key weeks. FPL Gambit's one of those with his wildcard active this week, and here's his team. He's got Petrovic in goal, Gusto, Udogie and Bradley in defence, Son, Richarlison, Palmer and Salah in midfield, Darwin, Munoz and Haaland up top, Onana, Saka, Lascelles and Gabriel on his bench. Here's what he had to say. My plan is to free hit in 34 and bench boost 37. The current draft gives me 15 doubles for 37 with no hits and 6 doubles for 35 or 36, wherever the Tottenham and Chelsea double lands. Didn't want to go to Newcastle assets other than Lascelles too early, as I'm worried Isak will get injured before now in Game Week 37, and I like Darwin's fixtures. In addition, I can have double Arsenal for Luton at home and then move Gabriel onto a City defender later and Saka to Foden at some point, and Saka to Foden in Game Week 33. I'll bring in Man United assets, most likely Dallow and Hoyland for their good run starting in Game Week 35, and go to Gordon and Isak for their double in 37. Of course, this assumes no injuries and bans, but I felt my team needed the wildcard now rather than Game Week 35. After the news about Richarlison from Paul O'Keefe, Richarlison will most likely become Madison in my draft, or Foden if I want to get him now rather than Game Week 33. FPL Charminator also has his wildcard active, with a good bit of variation in his draft. He's got Kelleher, Petrovic, Gusto, Lascelles, Porro, Ait Nori and Bradley, Saka, Salah, Foden, Palmer and Son, Haaland, Munoz and Isak. Here's what he had to say. With a chip strategy of wildcard 30, free hit 34 and bench boost 37, the wildcard is active this week. For goalkeepers, I've gone with Petrovic and Kelleher, with good fixtures for the run-in, two double game weeks and the Sanchez injury, so Petrovic is an auto-pick for me. Kelleher will play in game week 31 for me, and he'll make way for a double game week 37 keeper, probably Ederson in game week 32. I would have gone for Ederson right now if funds allowed. In defence, Gusto, Lascelles and Porro pick themselves. I've kept Porro over Doge, as I see a slightly higher upside for Porro, and the extra funds are not needed for my team. Bradley's a great option for game week 30 and 31, with Trent still out, and he'll make way for a double game week 37 defender, probably Dalot, in game week 33. Ait Nori is the high upside fun pick I like, with great rotation with the rest of the defenders in my squad. He has Crystal Palace and double game week 37, so I might play him on the bench boost, or have a plan to make him trippier in 35 or 36. I've not opted for Arsenal defence, because apart from 31, I couldn't see any game week where I'd like to play them over my current lot. Also, with my 300k rank, I want to go against them. The mids were the easiest selection, with Salah, Son, Saka, Palmer and Foden all picking themselves. I've seen managers not opting for Foden, which makes me surprised, as he's the most informed City player, and with the title race going to the wire, minutes should be good for him. The future plan will be selling Saka for a Spurs bin in game week 32 or later, and Salah once the double game week comes around. Finally, for the forwards, Haaland picks himself, and Isak's a good option till the end, with Wilson out, providing he can remain injury free. Playing two games and the international break gives me confidence in his fitness levels now. Munoz is the enabler of some good fixtures, Sheffield United in game week 30, where he can be played or come off the bench if needed. He also will make way for a double game week 37 forward like Hoyland later on. Darwin's the only missing pick I'd like to own. With the options for Liverpool and three games in a week, I'm not sure on minutes for him. This team gives me good immediate game week 30 to 33 player rotation options. 11 double game week 34 players on the free hit, 6 double game week players when the Spurs and Chelsea fixture falls in game week 35 or 36, and then 15 double game week 37 players on the bench boost if I want to. For all game week 30 wildcarders, it's important to list down the 6 transfers you'll make before double game week 37, which makes your team stronger for the weeks leading to 37. Hoping to make a strong end to the season, and FPL God smiling on me with some positive variance. Thanks for sending in both, best of luck on the wildcards. Moving on to captaincy for game week 30, there's a bunch of good options this week, but here's how the experts are faring. 58% are captain in Son, 36% Salah, 5% Palmer, and 1% captain in Haaland. There's a good case for all of these. We know how extensive Luton's injury list is. In fact, in his last press conference, Rob Edwards said, "It got so bad earlier in the week that Kevin Foley, the Luton coach, had to play for the opposition in training, and then he tweaked his hamstring as well, so I'm losing coaching staff as well as players now." Luton are the only team that haven't kept an away clean sheet all season, and 35.6 XGC in away matches is rock bottom. Richarlison is a doubt for the game now, so we'll likely see Son playing the striker. However, Salah is the king of FPL and he's got a home fixture himself. Despite minimal clean sheets, Brighton's defence has actually put up good underlying numbers. 39.3 expected goals conceded ranks 4th best this season. Salah did get the international break off though, so he's had a solid 2-week rest ahead of this one. Since Palmer's full debut, only Watkins has got more points, and Burnley themselves the third worst for XGC in away games this season. And of course Haaland needs no justifying, he can pop off in any game. Let us know in the comments who your captain's going to be. FPL Review Projections has got Son top with 8 projected points, and then Salah, then Palmer and Madison tied. So with all those transfers and wildcards in mind, let's have a look at the experts' template team for game week 30. It's Dubravka in goal, Gabriel, Porro and Zabani in defence, Gordon, Palmer, Son and Saka in midfield, Haaland, Watkins and Solanke up top. No Watkins in either of those wildcard teams we saw earlier. In fact, after checking through all the wildcard teams, he didn't appear in a single one. Is it insanity before a home fixture to Wolves, or is this the right time to risk selling the top scorer in the game? Game week 31, of course, the more logical week, given he's got City, and then 2 weeks later he's got Arsenal. The likes of Munoz and Cunha are going to be handy cheap forwards to help fund Salah in midfield. Although Salah was heavily transferred in, to keep the team within budget, he doesn't make the team as it stands. As always, every week the experts send in their game week tips and final thoughts. Here's what they had to say. Ben Coleman says, "I had to wildcard this week as I had effectively dead-ended my team into the tragic game week 29. I think I'm well set up for the rest of the season. I no longer have Watkins though, which could be very dangerous with his high ownership and his home match against Wolves." The Doc FPL says, "I feel that we'll have massive captaincy swings this game week. People with Salah will captain him. People without Salah will flip a coin between Son and Palmer. With many wildcards active as well, arrows, whether red or green, will be big." Andrew Debenham says, for non-wildcarders in Game Week 30 or 31, this week represents a good opportunity to mini wildcard and take a minus 4 to get Salah et al. Some hits are inevitable over the next few weeks as squads settle down after the chaos of Game Week 29. Taking a hit earlier rather than later has more chance of eventually paying off. Paul Hood disagrees and he says, I want to get Salah but avoid taking hits, so I'm waiting until next week. Darren Howe says, Game Week 30 is the bell in a long distance race and now the fun of the final lap begins. Thorfinn CR says, last international break is gone, let's FPL. If this was helpful, drop this video a like before you go and make sure you're subscribing for more FPL content like this to guide you through the rest of the season. See you soon for the next one.
Sports Social Podcast Network.